It's showtime.
Episode everybody number ready? Six. Are we on six now?
We are so on six.
We're still so new.
So hot. And we've been in so much drama since we've started.
I was going to say, we've already had to change drama. The name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've accomplished a lot, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zach Justice, Zach Justice and I have made up.
Oh yeah,
we have made. I mean, you were there.
I was there. Yeah,
you were there.
I was trying to pretend I wasn't.
The whole thing happened.
Did you like? How did that happen?
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, I wasn't there.
I brought him over to introduce you.
Yes. Okay. Wait. So if anybody didn't know, on episode one of, oh. What's the show called?
Exactly.
We're running as basically unfiltered.
Oh, no,
it was
the first episode of Pretty X Unfiltered.
Yes, it was Pretty X Unfiltered. Yeah. We are now, should I address the name change right now? I think we should start with that. And then we'll get into the Zach Justice event.
Absolutely, yeah.
Correct. Okay,
but before we do that, you want to roll the intro?
Yes.
Let's do that. Hit it.
Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered.
For now, yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Basically Unfiltered. If you guys watched last week's episode, then you would know that we were self-titling our episode and show Legally Unfiltered while we were in the midst of a bit of a kerfuffle.
Sorry.
So, five episodes into our show, we found out suddenly that we were... not allowed to be using the name that we had been using.
Mm-hmm. We were advised to change
our name, and we respectfully understood and did so. So we are currently figuring out a name. And when we were deciding on the name of the show originally, we had two viable options, Pretty X Unfiltered and Basically Unfiltered. Because if you didn't know, Alicia and I have a show called Pretty Basic.
Plug.
You guys have a show called Zane and Heath Unfiltered. And we're like, beautiful. Two options. We went with the first, got a letter. So we're here with the second.
No, literally it was like the week after we went live, right?
Yeah, it was a week after, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Again, I want to say it again. It was super awesome that they did that so early and gave us a chance.
Yes.
To switch that.
And agreed. So nice. So
yeah, and it made so it nice. Much cheaper for us because it'd be very expensive.
I know,
as you can see,
we are
budget.
On a budget because we don't know what we can do yet, so.
Hope you like the sign.
I love it like that.
I love it too. I personally love it.
I do, and so we asked you guys last week to comment a bunch of name options, and one that's been showing up since the beginning throughout all the episodes.
A lot. All
the time, and even when we were Pretty X Unfiltered, we got a lot of, why didn't you call it Basically Unfiltered?
Yeah, exactly. Or
we decided petty.
Let's give it a try.
Petty's good.
Petty's good.
We'll see about that one.
I feel like people sent in some crazy ones though.
Yeah.
I'm still in favor of two boys versus two girls.
The name that I really wanted that I came up with was, it was a play on.
You're going to love, it's the worst name I've ever heard.
It was a play on this side and that side.
Okay.
Catch me. Hear me out. Engaging Singles.
Not as bad as I thought it was
going
to be.
Come on, right? It's good. Engaging Singles because we are engaging within another and you guys are engaged and we're single.
It's not bad.
They're going to love it. I know people are going to be like, that is bomb.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
Maybe more of a segment because the whole point is that we want that to change.
I'm always a segment. That's all I am.
You're never a
segment.
Full episode, sweetheart.
You could try Sears, sweetheart.
When we came up with names for Pretty Basic, we were like, what about Single AF? And then we were like, well, what if one of us gets in a relationship?
Yeah.
And like, we don't want that. We don't want to be Single AF.
You'd be manifesting.
Exactly. Mm.
If each of you got a chance to pick it, that's not in the comments already.
I saw one comment, which was good. It was Unfiltered Basics.
All right.
Seems a little bit too clothing liney.
It does. Yeah, it does. It sounds like an apparel
It's like very
line.
American Apparel. Yeah.
Poppy Posse.
Kind of sounds like Pop Yep.
I like that because we are huge Poppy drinkers.
We are.
Right? Poppy, come on.
And my background's purple and this is purple. We have it like color coded.
I'm obsessed with watermelon.
What's your name if you picked it, if you got to pick it?
I don't know, like the couch potatoes.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's cute.
I like that.
And we have a cute little like potato logo.
Remember when we tried to think of our names together.
Oh, I was thinking about that.
As like an acronym?
Yeah.
Z-H-R-A.
Z-H-R-A, yeah. That didn't go very far, did it?
Raz.
The Razzitaz.
Razzitaz.
Razzitaz. There was also, there was another one that we wanted to do, but it was taken already. Unpretty. Remember that?
Yeah.
We saw that was taken too.
But here we are.
Basically unfiltered.
Be careful. For now. Sign's pretty fragile.
As soon as it falls, a lawsuit.
Second letter.
Cease and desist for the clip from like 59 seconds to 103 needs to be cut.
Keep commenting down below and let us know if you have any other name suggestions. If you like Basically Unfiltered, let us know.
Yeah, and comment a star emoji if you've been enjoying
it. I've trained him so well.
Wow, it came out naturally too.
Guys, please.
Everyone, comment your favorite food in the comments.
No, it has to go with what we're talking about.
Okay, so back to the Zach Justice of it all.
Oh, yes. Give everyone.
Yes. Yeah, on episode one, yes, we discussed that he was a guest that wanted to come on Pretty Basic, but I said no. We said no. I also said on Pretty Basic, he's not special. We turned down a lot of people.
He's special now.
He's special to me now. No, but I only brought it up because he made a big joke about it. And so then the internet by storm took this clip of him talking about me and it kind of blew up and went a little viral.
As it should.
Did I repost it? Yeah.
You reposted it?
Yeah.
Oh, she wanted it. We should be more like Alicia. Repost everything dramatic for sure.
I commented Pretty Basic, it's a restraining order.
You guys did really well together at the wedding.
I think we did as well. So yeah, I heard that he was coming to the wedding and I was like, interesting. Okay, what am I going to say? Am I going to be nice? Am I going to ignore him?
And you don't want to make it all about you, right?
I mean, it is all about me other than Lauren and Jeremy. I'm just kidding.
This is way more pressing.
This is about me. No, I was like, I'm going to be nice, of course. But I'm going to give him a little bit of a hard time. And yeah. I was waiting. I kept saying, I'll go up to him. But everybody in my life said, no, he should come up to you and, you know.
Apologize.
Yes, exactly. And so I said, okay, fine, I'll wait. So I was waiting. I was waiting. And then all of a sudden, you guys walk over with him. And how did that go on your end?
I said, hey, let me introduce you to somebody.
Oh, I thought it was like you set it up as soon as, but you were
No, it wasn't like a premeditated, like planned out thing. It was just like, I was with him at the moment and then I saw you and I was like, okay, let's go say hi.
I would have like, if everybody else wasn't like, wait for him, I would have just gone up and been like, hey, it's totally fine.
I just can't believe Cal got up in his face and like started like cussing him out.
When he punched him?
Like, it wasn't hard. It wasn't a punch. It was like a
slap.
Like a get out of like,
relative.
Like this.
Yeah, and for, you know, and Cal's a tall dude.
Yeah.
He's big. He's got a big world.
Zach Justice is what, like 4'11"? Like, yeah, that was
he's
really
short,
crazy.
Man. He's shorter than he is.
I know.
So.
I am done. I will never back you up for anything.
Let me clarify that Cal did not touch Zach Justice. Cal wasn't even there.
Heath is not short.
No, Heath is very tall.
There's lots of sarcasm. All right.
No, he's very tall.
Very average height.
Thank you. I like the honesty. Yes.
So he came up to me and I said, would you like me to get the knife from behind me? And then he pretended to take a knife out of my back. And then we hugged. And now we're friends.
Did you actually hug?
We did. We side hugged.
Actually, God, it's gonna play while we're talking about this.
Oh no!
Zane filmed the interaction.
We have proof.
I still think a public apology would be better.
I did make Zach apologize to my mother because she did cry, and he did.
Oh yeah, good.
And he did.
You don't want to be on Suze's bad side.
Is your mom gonna ever come on? I'd love to meet her.
Oh my God, she's amazing.
If you would like to meet her, I'll bring her on.
She tells her how it is. Blunt.
It depends on the day. I feel like she gets kind of nervous on the cameras, but behind the scenes, she is intense.
She's a lover
in the best way. She's like the best momager a girl could ask for.
Like she's very Kris Kardashian.
Yep, very methodical. Knows what she wants. Goes after it.
Good. I like that. Mm-hmm. Your parents are still together?
Yeah.
Aw. I wish mine was.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Your parents are still together?
They are, yes.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
It's crazy how rare it is.
Yeah.
It's so rare. I mean, not is it 50%?
60% end in divorce.
60%. Yes. That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean.
Side tangent. Does it scare you hearing that when you're like going into marriage?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Because you're not supposed to think like that. Like I know, that's the last thing you're supposed to think of. And I get it. But
also like I obviously want it to work out, but if one of us or neither of us are happy, then I don't understand why we'd have to stay in something.
Oh, I'm staying.
You're going to stay no matter what?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes.
Even if you're really unhappy?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
That's cute.
I don't know.
I think especially when you have kids, I think it's like,
what's the point then?
of marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's if it's an option to end.
Yeah.
Why are you even doing it? Like, you're making a promise between two people to work through whatever difficulties you may come into.
That is true.
I don't know. I see it as it's a promise between two people and God, and it's something that you don't exit. That's how I feel.
Okay.
And it also might be different because, like, I have parents that are still together.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I do agree with you in that aspect because I feel like it would take me really long to get to a marriage because a marriage is like a very
right
thing that you shouldn't break. What's the point? Yeah, you're right.
Obviously, I would never want to get to that point. And I think it's very situational as to at what point you do call it quits. And it's obviously for every couple, it's so different, but
yeah,
it's not always rainbows and sunshines. You fight, sure. We get through those things. Like, I feel like Cal and I are very much a team. And once we got engaged, especially, I like have really viewed us. Any fight we have, any like little argument,
you
I'm like, we're a team.
Together.
Exactly.
Like, with each other as opposed to like against each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Obviously, in like, there are relationships that can be abusive and things like that you know, obviously horrible situations, but I'm just speaking as a straight, just.
I bet you would want to stay in a relationship if you're abusive, huh?
All in all, I think it's situational.
All in all.
I think it's situational and I think everyone should do what's best for them.
Absolutely.
But I believe there is an idea of fighting for each other.
Of course. Yeah, and that's what I asked. And I'm glad no one is worried about the divorce rate.
I feel like you shouldn't let the statistics leak into your relationship. Yeah. Exactly.
But I have heard from like people that I know, like the third wedding is the best.
Interesting.
Can't wait.
Interesting. Marriage isn't for everyone too.
It isn't. Yeah. No, you're right. It isn't for everyone.
Not everyone needs to do it.
I feel like my mom reminds me like of how I feel like I would be in a marriage.
No, I get it.
I also have no idea what it's like to be married. Mm. So like, obviously it's a learning thing. You like learn as you go. But you hope you pick the right one, as everybody does when they get married and you work through things together.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it shouldn't feel too different than being in a, like, because in my head, being in a relationship is like being married. I see it as strong as that.
Yeah. A lot of times I feel like there's troubles in marriage when it comes to like raising kids differently and things like that. But it's like, we're so on the same page that we've already had so many talks about how we want to raise our kids. Like, that there is nothing to like argue about. Like we feel the same way. And I know a lot of, you know, different fights for different marriages come and stem from different things. And that's why I just think like, as long as you make sure and like take the time and make sure you're on the same page, I feel.
Before everything.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And Alicia and I can relate on that for sure with all of our past experiences.
It's really hard. But I'm so glad you're putting in the work. Because we know what that's like.
Because you guys got it down.
I've never been a part of.
How do you and Mariah deal with conflict?
We are so good with communication.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds stupid. Like, we genuinely don't fight. Like, we don't, like, ever, like, have, like, big arguments or things like that. It's just like, if I'm doing something that bothers her and vice versa, it's just like, hey, this made me feel like that. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, okay. We'll fix that.
Yeah.
Like, I've had relationships where, like, we fight and, like, it would be, like, loud. And I'm just like, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm. You can't gear anything accomplished when you're just yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like to think about what I'm going to say before I say it.
That is
because
a beautiful skill.
Words are something you will never be able to take back. Like, ever. Once something is said and somebody heard that, it's like, could have been in a heated moment and, like, you say something.
Yeah. Never do it in front of people.
Yeah.
Ever.
Mm. Only talk shit behind their back.
That's right, baby. Keep it toxic. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, DraftKings.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all day fun the spring break on DraftKings Casino, baby. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless. The vibes are immaculate and the cash prizes could be huge.
New players, you can start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits.
Download the app and use code PXF to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Do you have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.com. 1-800-GAMBLER.net.
In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org.
Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario.
Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required.
Maximum $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos.
Thank you, DraftKings, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
Well, this is perfect because Rem and I have been wanting to do something like this just in our own YouTube careers. And now we have two specimen lovely co-hosts here. And this will help you in your future marriage and your future marriage.
Thank you.
We figured why not see if you guys can guess what some very weird girl products are.
Okay. Are they normal products that...
No, they're normal. They're normal.
It's not like super bizarre to where like...
Most likely 98% of girls know that what these are.
Okay.
Okay.
It's beginning. We're beginning.
I think we should... I think I kind of want to see you guys close your eyes and try to guess what it is just by feeling it. And once we get those answers, then you can open your eyes and say if you want to stand by your answer or change it.
It's going to be tough because I'm a very visual person.
Okay, heighten those other senses.
Okay, close your eyes.
Which one do you want to do?
You pick them out and I'll follow suit.
Okay, we're going to start. This is what it is. Okay.
Whoa. It bounced open.
Bounced open.
Oh, it's like a salad.
Tongs.
Cooking with Remy. Oh,
okay. It's like those Mickey Mouse chopsticks that always bounce back.
Yeah. Oh, kids. I love those.
It's definitely something to grab.
Okay. So the end of where it bends, I thought I'd feel some sort of texture or a hole to see if you could like put it in and then kind of sit. So Heath, yeah. I thought this would be like the eyelash gun.
That's what I was just, yeah.
But it's definitely not gun. That. Or whatever.
I think we can let them open their eyes now. 3, 2, 1.
I'm like even more lost.
Oh, to get rid of bobby pins. You like
That's a great guess.
But because you know, like how the girls have a lot of product in their hair, so they got it sticks in there, so they just go in here when they.
I have it. I don't know what it does. Use my context clues. There is something that you wrap around this.
You have everything in your hand right now.
Oh, that's right. Oh, this is the
everything
full?
You need everything, is in your hand.
Yes.
May I also let's think about. Can this. I also just add? This is actually a unisex product. Yes. This is not just for women.
Is this common?
Yes. Yeah, very common. Like, should be used daily.
Let me make a guess then, because Heath. Look at me. She just said unisex, so we all have to have it. So I'm thinking feet. Hear me out. Feet.
Why feet?
You know when you can't take your shoe out, so you but some shoehorn? Shoes are hard.
A shoehorn?
Not a shoehorn. It's not a shoehorn. This is just works better.
Okay.
You put it in. It's like a, look, you put it in.
If you're not watching the YouTube version of this, you have to watch the YouTube version.
This is better
you guys.
Is this painful for you? Because I'm like actually.
Painless.
Can I give a hint?
Yeah.
You're holding it wrong. Let me see.
On the ear.
You're definitely holding it wrong.
But you're holding it.
Oh, wait, you want me to show you?
To pierce your ears.
No.
Oh my God. I know what it is. So this flat part is important.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's only two.
Let me
tongue yes! scrubber.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, so you hold it like this.
That is disgusting that we had no idea what this is.
So, lucky for you guys, you can keep these.
Sounds like you need it.
Wow.
It's basically a tongue scraper. It helps with bad breath. We're not saying you have bad breath, but it literally gets all the nasty.
So
it
helps
with like bacteria. It helps with your gut too, because you're like swallowing all the stuff on your tongue all the time. Like it helps with your
gut. It's actually really fun.
I love it.
I'm here to defend myself. I use the back of my toothbrush.
No, that's good.
Okay, so that's what I use. Okay.
But this, you'll be like, let us know tomorrow morning how you feel. It like, so much comes off your tongue every day.
Really?
It's crazy.
So satisfying.
Your breath won't smell.
Yeah. You want to hear my third guess? Like a stress.
It kind of feels like that.
For a second, I was also thinking too to like scrape like
extractions and stuff.
Yeah.
Like face.
No,
that's actually a good guess.
No.
You got to keep that.
Oh, this is
they
it.
They were all really great guesses.
Okay.
Okay, Rem.
That's crazy that I've never seen.
That is like the I feel like the metal one is more less common, but
I love that's exact one.
I'm
I
actually
use every day.
Really glad
you're
that
gonna
I have
love
this.
It. It's right. amazing.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
We're
Let's
influencing them today. Okay, okay. Close your eyes.
Okay, this one we're gonna do just one of, so we'll okay. take oh, okay. turns.
Okay.
For the viewers, this is what it is.
Oh, love.
Is Zane feeling it?
Yes, Zane okay. is
feeling it. Oh, he's feeling it.
Oh, I know what this is. But I'm going to give it to Heath first.
Okay.
Wait, you think, what do you think it is?
Well, I don't want to say it yet because yeah, Heath
don't,
has
don't
to.
Don't say it. Let me feel it.
Sorry, I should have got two of everything.
Whoa.
I thought it was one thing, but I think I got it now.
Oh. the giddy Wait, little laugh.
Is this like a.
A little fondle?
Wait a minute.
Can we open our eyes?
Okay.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Open.
I have my guess. Can you hand me the product?
And also, don't worry, everything's new and not used.
Is this disgusting? Me just putting that on my nose right now?
I'm going to use it, and then you tell me if it's...
Good. That looks good.
Oh, that feels right. It feels right.
Okay. To me, could be used for under eyes. Also, a gua sha.
Oh. Do a little jaw action.
Is it a gua sha?
It is.
Nice.
Wow.
Or like a facial roller.
Facial
I think the
roller,
gua sha is
lymphatic drainage. Yes. You can use, especially if you put it like, make it cold and then do it. It feels so good.
Good job, guys.
Okay. After your serum.
That Very was impressive. Teamwork right there.
That was really good.
You were hearing it like help with like slimming out your jaw.
Yeah.
Oh, Heath, yeah. This would be great for you.
Here, you could use this.
Yeah.
Okay, close your eyes.
Okay. What is it, a condom? Oh.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
Zay, would you rather?
I know what this
I'm
is.
I'm opening.
3, 2, 1, open your eyes. Oh, Zane.
Oh, I know what this is.
I think I know what Go. You think it is, and it's not.
I'm yeah.
I think I know what
it's
it is.
Okay, so. There's tampons and then there's oval where you put it in.
A diva cup?
A diva cup.
Good guess. It's not technically a diva cup.
It's like a tampon. Yeah. Yeah, it catches the blood. You guys are right. It's just not called
Well, I thought it was a dental dam.
I knew you thought it was. I knew you thought it was.
So these are newer. Because these it's healthier because a lot of tampons can have people have toxic shock syndrome. Okay.
Have you guys heard of what toxic shock syndrome is?
Yes, I've okay. heard of that.
So... That's because there's so much like ish in tampons that it's bad for your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. So it's like really, really bad, right? So this is a healthier option. These are called like discs that like you like fold so, and then you stick it up.
Mm-hmm. Stupid question. That's all it is? It fills up one of these?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's so it's fills Wait. So it fills up and it's just sitting in you?
In yeah. you.
But how like how does it not like
you
pour
don't feel
out
it? You can have sex you can still
shut.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's no way you could do it with
you
one
can.
Of these.
Yeah. You can't have sex with that
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, you can.
How?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How?
Yeah, you can.
No, you can.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can.
No, that's how they market it. They're like, your partner can't feel it.
Wait,
but
what?
How? So it just, what about the blood that's sitting in the cup?
I don't understand how this
I
goes
mean, I guess
in,
it
you guys.
Makes a little
you have
guard.
To, like, you pinch it.
Yeah, how sure.
Small
yeah.
And then you put it up.
And you put it up.
And then when you release it, like, it takes a while to...
Catch. So is it sitting up yeah. over your hole?
In.
Inside.
Yeah, but I don't understand how it just.
Like that.
Let me,
like that
let me
opens.
See this. So
I don't understand
you
how
like
it doesn't.
It and it can't, you like put it up there and then you let go. And then when you let go, it'll open up and it'll stay inside. So any blood that's coming through just catches in here.
Are you thinking the same thing? How is your blood just sitting in this like thing and
well,
not.
Well, you have to take
I
it out
that.
And you have to like,
there,
like, clean it.
Because it's a suction on the.
Yeah.
The wall.
Yeah. The walls.
And then it just goes in here. But I don't get how deep this is for you to still be able to do it.
That's what I'm curious about.
Also, how do you get this cup out once it's full?
You just gotta...
You go in and pull the bottom of the bag?
I assume you probably have to like
you have
pinch,
to, like, pinch
it.
Again.
Yeah, pinch it from like this way and then pull it back out.
Or you get one of those boba straws and you
pop it and let it drain.
And let it drain.
I'll take that home.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, we're winning.
Oh, no, y'all are killing
we're
it.
We're doing good, right?
I was very impressed. I'll start with Heath now.
Okay. Ooh, what's it? Chancla?
Get a good feel.
Wait, this is big.
4, 3,
okay. Buttons.
2, 1.
Got it.
Zane?
Person.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, it's an eye mask.
The head, that's too big for the head. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
What do you mean?
I thought eye mask at first, too. Let me see.
Can we turn it on?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it goes on your stomach.
No.
But why the strap, Zane? There's no... I'm going stomach. Is it like for
stomach?
Like cramp pain? You put it around your waist?
No, no.
Final answer?
No, wait.
So funny.
Hello? Like a...
Oh, for cramps.
Like something like this?
Heath is right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Ding, ding.
It's a, I think like a heat pack, right?
It heats up. So it's like a heating pad and massager for cramps.
What about for our cramps?
Oh, trust me, you don't get them. Okay.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
We all get cramps.
Wait, have you guys ever done the period simulator?
No.
We're doing it.
We should do that on an episode. They'll hook you up and then simulate period cramps, which are like seeing men get that. It's like they've never felt anything like
that. Have you tried the simulator?
No, but I've gotten cramps.
I've seen so.
I feel like the simulator would be probably a little bit more tense.
No, what we'll do is we'll do you two at the same time and then us at the same time. So that way you can tell, like, if you're like, yeah, this is normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'll be really good.
I have PCOS cramps, so I think I'll be okay.
You have monstrous cramps?
Monstrous
cramps. Aw.
I have a stomach ulcer, so I'm used to intense stomach pain.
Okay, well then he might be better off.
But I'll still do it. I'll try it.
Do you guys have a high pain tolerance in general?
Decent.
Mm-hmm.
Not like...
I don't know.
No, I'm not like Superman.
Like higher than normal.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
You guys have used our code so much that SeatGeek wanted to hook you guys up with a new special offer.
Exactly. Everyone can use our new code UNFILTERED10 for 10% off any tickets on SeatGeek, whether you're a new customer or not.
Concert season is back. Artists like Drake, Nicki Minaj, Hoosier, and Bad Bunny are on tour, and you already know that SeatGeek is the best place to get tickets.
And no matter how many times you've bought tickets using SeatGeek before, UNFILTERED10 is going to get you 10% off your next order no matter what.
So all you guys have to do is take out your phone, open the SeatGeek app, and add code UNFILTERED10 to your account. What are you guys waiting for? Do it now because this offer is only available for a limited time.
If you guys didn't know, Remy and I went to Coachella recently with SeatGeek and they hooked it up. Mm. Let me tell you.
Yeah, SeatGeek is amazing whether you're going to a music festival, a sports game. It's sports season. It's always sports
go
season.
Go sports.
There's some sport going on.
And it's so good. They put all the tickets all in one place, so it's so easy for you to find. The green dots means it's a good deal and the red dots means it's a bad deal.
That's right. And again, don't forget it. All you have to do is use code UNFILTERED10 for 10% off on SeatGeek.
Huge shout out to SeatGeek for sponsoring. Don't forget to check out the description box for a link for you guys to get some tickets.
Thank you, SeatGeek.
Close your eyes. I only have this one.
Okay.
Oh, wait. This is what it is. What feels natural?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait, pass it to Heath.
To the right. Or left.
There we go. Oh.
Describe it. So the audience.
Smooth, like the length of like a pencil, maybe. Ribbed.
I think that it's supposed to smooth out, like try the back of your neck, Keith. Like it feels kind of like natural.
Oh, very massaging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does feel like breaking down, like...
Enzymes and stuff, yes.
Enzymes. Okay.
Okay, science.
And then you have the smooth side.
I could also see if you, like, were to use pressure on it, it could really get out some of those, like, those little tension.
Like knots. Okay, like, wait, open in 3, 2, 1. You can look now.
Oh, wow, I was not expecting it to look like that. Heath, is there holes inside? It's like holes where you put something in it?
No, they're like buttons.
Oh, it's buttons. Also, maybe each button is like a...
It also says Nurse Jamie on it, which is throwing me off. Ooh. So something medicinal.
This is very, very, very popular.
Yeah. Heath, Nurse Jamie could be like a sex freak.
Oh,
Nurse Jamie. Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Nurse Jamie. Jamie.
Wait, let me look up the price for this.
I think it was 80.
80? I think it was. 80? What mechanics in that? It costs $80.
It's very
69.
Famous.
69. Sorry. So appropriate.
Sorry.
Oh, so it's sexual.
So it's a sex toy.
I didn't say that.
There's no fucking way. Oh, wait. To
like a blender?
No. To loosen you up before sex. Yeah, because Heath, if you take that and go like, look. Imagine it's a hole, right? You go.
Ooh. Oh. More outer.
Yeah.
You threw them off.
I'm sorry.
It's not a sex thing. Let me just say that.
Oh, it's not. Okay. No.
What?
Why would they have it at 69?
It's not a sex thing, I promise.
Oh, maybe so, like a hair product.
Give me your hair.
Stimulation for hair growth. Oh my God, I'm scared.
I know. No.
It's the spinning that's throwing me off.
It's real. Yeah, I can't.
Okay, let's tell them.
This is crazy.
One of you was really close.
I don't want to give up. Massaging?
Yes.
Your cheeks?
Yeah, it's another lymphatic drainage.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't feel good.
No?
Yeah. I think it's kind of supposed to hurt almost. You know, like it's like breaking shit down. Oh. I think. I've always wanted one. I've never had one. This is a famous one.
It's so popular. Like it girl has it.
Got it.
They like wake up, they drink like their lemon water, and they like.
My nerves tensing up under my skin. Mm.
I feel like it's good to drain the face. Yeah.
A facial firming beauty tool that produces a natural lifting effect for all skin types.
I want to lift my cheeks.
I've wanted one. They're expensive.
This is how you do it. Jawline.
Hey, Remy, can I ask for something? Mm-hmm. I feel like you guys would be really good at. I want to do like a spa day.
Here, this is.
I would love.
All right, so you know how girls will do it on boys? They'll do a whole face thing?
Yes.
Can you do it on us?
Wait, yes. I would love that bonding. Okay. Oh my God, I'll do it like an exfoliation.
Yeah, oh my God, yes.
After
I love that.
Yes. I love doing peels.
Oh.
Those are my favorite.
I love a peel.
I'm not lying. I love seeing those TikToks where the girls are doing it to the guys and they're just sitting there.
It's so relaxing.
It looks so good. Okay. All right.
We should do the Japanese head spa on them.
Yes.
Just the hair massage.
It looks so good.
It's amazing. Great. Okay. Great. Close your eyes. I also use this in my everyday routine.
You're going to share with Heath.
Okay.
Oh. Huh. Okay. It's not what I thought it was because I was thinking it was something else.
Ooh, it's kinky. Oh, Remy, are you every day, huh?
I bet you do.
Heath can't see, but I know it's like a.
What'd he do?
What's he doing? He's spanking himself.
It's like for doll size, like a little whip.
You can open your eyes, Zane.
Oh. I did not look like this in my head. It's not a cover?
It is a cover.
Yeah,
oh, it is a cover. Oh.
Bitch, I knew it. It's an eyelash comb.
Oh my God.
Good job.
Beautiful job. Yep.
Careful, Zane.
Oh my God, be careful.
Oh, this could fuck it up, right?
If you stab your eye.
Just.
He sticks it like a fork, like an hors d'oeuvre.
Just comb.
I hate that.
Yes.
Beautiful. So if you put on your mascara,
I'm about to look cunty.
If your mascara is clumpy, you just comb through it and makes them all nice and beautiful.
Mm. I don't like my eyelashes look too beautiful.
Zane, what you do is hold it there and you blink into it.
Oh yeah. Ow! Ow!
I comb through it. I think you could do it.
Look.
I felt like blinking into it would be safer.
No, normally you have a mirror.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
honestly,
yes.
Wait, that made it actually look really good.
Oh, feel free God. To keep that one too.
Yeah, I don't want that back.
I just
want to
comb my beard out.
Do your mustache.
All the hairs are going in the same direction. It looks so clean.
You use that every day?
I do.
Wow.
I am now.
Okay, close your eyes. Okay. Next one.
It's crazy that there's been nothing like out the. This, whatever this is fucking gross. Boy, I feel like a toilet plunger. soup's on. Dinner's ready.
I'll take your back.
There you go.
I think it's the texture that's throwing me off.
Oh, hell no. It's a fucking...
What's he doing? What's he doing?
Okay. Okay, we
oh,
can...
Oh, hell no.
Oh, we can open in 3, 2, 1.
Ew. Look at that. Oh, yeah. That, look.
This is another one of those cups.
It's a diva cup.
It's a diva cup.
That's an actual diva cup.
I thought it was like a... Something you attach for your milk for your baby.
We should have done lactation kit.
Oh man.
Oh.
So yeah, you put that up, and then that's like the thing that you can pull it out with.
Oh.
And to clean them, you have to boil them.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm. To clean it.
It's like Zane. Zane, like a Jello shot.
Imagine you clean it in the same pot that you make like macaroni and cheese in. You know what I mean? Like, I've thought about that. So I feel like you'll need a designated pot. And then also, this does feel like it's easier to take out than this.
Yes.
Like, yeah, the 100%. Little handle is so
but
much
I will
easier.
Say, I've heard horror stories where it can like suction and it's like a little like scary.
I've had friends that also like it overflows if they're on a really heavy flow.
How many times a day do we change these?
Depends on the flow.
It does.
If it's like earlier on, I'd say probably at least a few times. Wait,
how many times do you think a girl has to change her tampon in a day? Average.
6, 3.
It kind of varies.
Wait, between 3 and 6?
Yeah, I would say that's probably
why pretty do accurate? They sell tampons in like packs of 1 and 2? They should be
they sell them in packs of like 36, like 24. Oh, like
really?
Bigger packs. Yeah.
Not the ones
you
I've
just,
seen.
You just see emergency ones.
I think you see them
like
at the bathroom. Yeah.
Well, ladies have emergencies too. They should have 6 in one sitting.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
So
all right.
3 to 6 times a day.
That might be more, but a normal.
And you have to
tampon,
boil
yeah.
between use, so you're just we'll walking around with like 3 of these.
I don't know about in between, but I just know, maybe at the end of the day. My question though is, if you do wear this, and let's say you're like at a restaurant or something, and it's full, and you're in the bathroom at the restaurant, how do you just like doop into the toilet? Like you just dump it out and put it back in? I guess that makes sense. Dump it out and put it back.
Wash
in.
It out with soap.
But like, you don't want to go to the bathroom sink and wash it like. At the restaurant.
Have you ever seen anybody in the sink just
no. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. I was like,
wringing it out.
You can't wash it in a restroom bathroom.
You go into the kitchen, y'all got a pot like a boil.
Are you done making that pasta?
This is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I've never used one, but I think it's really smart.
It's also better for
the environment.
Environment, you.
And your body.
Okay.
There's a lot that y'all have to go through. We just have underwear.
This holds 4 regular tampons worth of flow.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Safe for up to 12 hours of continuous wear.
Oh, that's nice.
So, do you double up with pads and tampons?
That was a very good question.
That was a good
question.
Don't
be scared to ask that.
Sorry.
No, okay. No question is a stupid question.
No, that was a great question. Uh-huh. Honestly, sometimes if you have a really heavy flow, then like you can do that or like a panty liner or something.
Yeah.
Just in case, especially if you're wearing white or something.
Uh-huh.
But... Mm-hmm. Usually I don't.
Why don't they just make underwear where it's like that in the...
They do make them.
That has like something like that in it?
Not a cup.
Like a pad built into it?
Now like reusable period underwear is a thing. Mm-hmm. Where like you don't need a tampon good. Or something.
And you could just like instead of packs of tampon, is it packs of underwear that you bring with you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Just... I'm going to invent it.
All right, let's finish with our finale product. Just know they're normally metal, but we couldn't get metal ones because they were medical grades. So these are disposable.
Oh.
I know what this is. So this is for like a not a lobotomy, but
lobotomy. All right, I'm opening my eyes.
I'm opening my eyes too. Oh, yes. Okay, so this is something. So it's like where you, if you need to insert something, you put it in your vaginal cavity.
Come on, vaginal cavity.
And you open it and then you... Yes. So this opens up all the way like this.
Close. Really close. Try flipping it. This is the handle.
Like free sucker! Oh, I think this is a tampon shooter.
An applicator?
Something like that.
You guys use these?
No, we don't use these, but these are used on us.
From the OBGYN.
Oh, does this like shoot a pill in you?
You put this inside and pry open.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pull out something out of there or you push it in?
When you go to the doctor, your legs are up like this. They'll insert this in And then again, it's normally metal, so it's like really cold. This will pry you open so that you can get, usually they do it for like something called a pap smear. Or yeah, that's what it looks like.
Is the handle the other way?
I thought it was this way.
No, because that makes more sense to me. They like spread you open.
Oh, wow.
My bad. Yeah, I
sorry. Yes, you no, I was right.
Oh, and then you go through this hole. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yep. The hole. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I thought it was the other way. I've never seen what's going on down there.
She's at point five.
Because it kept going up. I was like, what? There's nothing happening over here.
I've never seen it. I always thought it was the other way. So then they'll go, they'll pry you open, and then they'll usually take like a swab and they swab your insides.
Got it.
It sounds like it doesn't hurt.
It sounds like it hurts. They scrape you, and they use this like Q-tip that's like arrow shaped.
It like they basically pointy. Like scrape the end, and it hurts like so bad. And did you know they won't give you like any painkillers or anything for it?
Really?
I'm sure they do it a lot for like pregnant women too. That's I'm sure you're always getting pried open.
It's like Pringles when you take two Pringles.
Uh-huh. Who's doing at-home pap smears?
I don't know.
Jordan, this is Remy's first time ever seeing this device too.
It does look like a...
I think all four of us are learning some new products today.
I've never seen what it looks like when I'm... Because my legs are like this and I'm like this.
Literally.
Oh, you usually don't see what... No, you can't see anything.
They're down here.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, you're like this and they're literally... This fucking shot. They shove it in you and then through this hole is where they stick the pointy Q-tip.
It hurts so bad.
If they ever bent me over... I'm seeing what they're putting in me, and I want to feel what it feels like first on my hands.
I got an ultrasound the other day, and I had to go like this, and they just took this long, I assume like plastic stick, and just shove it up in you. Oof. And they're like feeling, like she's like trying to find my ovaries, and she's like this way, and then this way, like all the way up. Like I could feel it in my stomach.
Oh,
that's awful. I'm sorry. Sorry you guys have to go through that.
Sound like a horror movie.
That was really good. I'm very impressed.
You did pretty good.
Yeah. I'm proud of us. Should I grab it?
Sure.
It's just a little more like...
She's going to get her vibrator.
Don't go get your toy.
She has to clean it first.
This one might be...
This one might feel a little slimy.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right. Because she has to blow it up, Heath.
Oh, it's fragile.
Oh, it's glass.
Yeah. Does anyone have a pacemaker?
No, why?
Neurostimulator, ECG monitor, or any other type of implanted electronical device that is inside your body.
No.
Neither of you are breastfeeding. Do you have high or low blood pressure or a heart condition?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay, you're good.
Oh, wait. No, no. What is it? What is it?
Okay. I feel like I have like...
Thor's hammer.
Yeah, yes. Thor's hammer. What's that cube in Marvel?
Oh,
Tesseract.
What do I do?
You can hold it.
Yeah, feel around.
You can relax. It's okay.
You. Yeah. You can open your eyes.
Not what I thought that was going to look like.
Oh, what's this?
Careful.
Oh, it's good.
It's off.
Yeah, you're okay.
No, it's on.
Oh.
Whoa, you should see what it's doing to your neck.
What is it doing to my neck?
Like tightening and tensing.
What?
How does this thing say daily care? I've never seen one of these.
Yeah, what is this like God.
Do the,
What just happened to me?
What did it do?
I think I just got electrocuted.
Did you really?
I don't know. Let me see it. Here, wait. Wait, do it.
Oh, my cheeks hurt from
I really don't get it.
You have a mark on your forehead.
Did it burn me?
I think so, right there. Oh, wait. Oh, it burns your hair off.
It's burning your hair.
No.
Oh, my God.
It burns your hair off, yeah.
Test it on my arm.
I don't even know.
Whoa.
So you guys wanted a spa day. You put it on your skin.
Elevate your beauty regimen with New Derma and unveil a brighter, more youthful complexion from the comfort of your own home.
Have you done this before?
My facialist uses it on me.
Wow.
I did want an excuse to buy it. There you go. On TikTok?
I've seen Stassi Baby use this one.
There you go. Yeah, but like hover it over your face.
Y'all girls are crazy.
Oh yeah, it helps with hair growth. Y'all girls are crazy.
Zach, give it to me. we start fighting over it.
No. And then you just like brush. Yeah.
I'm trying.
It helps stimulate your hair, your scalp, which then helps hair growth.
Get in there.
He said full.
It catches fire. Uh-huh. Oh!
You sound about a fucking...
He said 40 inches.
Wow, Zane. Wait, your hair's growing as you're brushing it. Who is he?
Put it more like on your scalp versus your hair.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh. There's no way this thing is cheap. How much is this?
It feels cheap.
I think I'm going to guess this thing is like $250.
No way.
I'm just thinking technology wise.
Babe, this is giving use my discount code for 10%.
It is.
Come on.
It's
beauty
plan.
It's 100.
Oh, 100 bucks for all that?
And I wanted the light rod to be like.
I feel like if the lights were dark, you would see a little bit.
Ah.
But it's actually zapping my head. I feel I'm electrocuted.
It's like stimulating.
That's why you can't have an EKG though.
Yeah.
Have you touched it?
No. It tickles. Ah, it tickles!
Anyways, those are all of the products we have for you guys. This you did such crazy. A good wow. job.
Zane, I'm proud of you. We did good.
That was really good.
Really good job. Yeah.
We have a boys question for you guys.
Sure.
That only the guys know.
I wish I knew.
There's only one correct answer.
Oh, yes.
If a man has to...
itch his genitals.
To itch down there, how is it done?
What is the
process of
the
it?
The process.
How would you
just
do
like
it?
Just like readjusting? Like you want to see me with my hand pretend?
Like on like a knee.
Like it's a lot of this.
Okay,
that's good.
I feel like I've just always seen guys like constantly.
If it itches, what do? Woogie woogie.
I think it's this.
She also just showed it. Yeah.
Am I right?
It's the twist. It's
the twist.
Are you twisting the skin?
Yeah.
Oh.
You grab
because you don't scratch it.
You can't
it's
scratch
like,
it.
Yeah. It's not the. It's not like the texture to scratch.
Does that? And it alleviates.
Oh my
itch.
God! I just
interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Thank you so much to Lumi for sponsoring this episode of Basically Unfiltered. This just in, you guys. Body odor is officially canceled and for good this time.
Unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates.
In fact, it was patients' concerns about their private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Fast forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great and feeling confident from head to toe.
And here at Basically Unfiltered, we have a special offer for you guys. New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link.
Exactly. Make sure to use code PXF at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com.
I personally am always on the go, so I love the deodorant wipes so much. They're easy to throw in your purse. You can keep them in your car. Mm. Swipe and keep yourself smelling fresh on the go.
And I honestly love how safe it is to use anywhere on your body. Pits, under boobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, feet. They could do it all.
Also, it's baking soda free and paraben free and also pH balanced for safe use below the belt. I've talked about on our other podcast, Pretty Basic, how I need to be careful with what I use in the nether regions. And this stuff is amazing for just that area.
And if you've been thinking about trying it, Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and it's going to be free shipping.
And as a special offer, our listeners and new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
So make sure to use our code PXF for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code PXF at LumeDorant.com.
Thank you so much, Lumi, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Should we go into the questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
We want to give you ladies some advice. You know what I mean? For all our ladies out there, for our 98% lady demographic out there.
We've been wanting to ask you guys some questions because we have some submissions from girls that just want a straight guy's perspective on dating, on whatever, and
experience.
Yeah. Yes. So we're going to ask you guys those questions and just give us some good candid answers. Mm-hmm. And okay. To the people that wrote in, feel free to take this with a grain of salt. You do not need to actually listen to their advice, but
why not?
I mean, it's perspective.
We don't want a lawsuit.
a lawsuit because they couldn't get another date.
Okay. First off, which again, these are just questions like answer from your perspectives.
Yeah.
Do guys play games or are they genuinely just clueless?
Clueless.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
100%.
Yeah. Like most of the time, I'd say most of the time they could play games probably, but most of the time. I know I am clueless. Well, that's no surprise, but.
Give me like an example of a game. Like
taking long to text maybe or
no. Yeah. No, no guy's going to be like, I'm going to wait like 3 hours and make her think I'm like,
no one's doing that. No guy's doing
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. Unless they're in like a fight or something maybe. But other than that,
no,
yeah.
It would be like this. I'm not texting right now.
Yeah.
It's way more.
I'll text later. Yeah.
Oh, I would, when I was dating, if they took a long time, I would wait that long plus like 20 extra minutes because I'm like,
it's like, well, he took 30 minutes, so I'm going to take 30.
I mean, that's 3 hours. I'll take 3.5 hours.
I don't know if it's just like me, but I was also like, if I didn't have the time to give like a really good answer and sit down and like write something out, especially if it was like early stages to where you're like, those text messages are like impactful.
Mm.
You wouldn't want to half-ass like a response just for the sake of that. So like, it would just be like, I'll get to that.
I'll deal with that later.
Yeah. It's like,
so it's not like they're like ignoring you. It's just like, not wanting to give a short, just basic response.
No, but you're really nice. I feel like most guys aren't that nice.
When you're texting girls, I feel like it's like emails to a client.
Hope it may concern.
Yeah, it's the thing is that you just gotta, you take your time. You're like, okay, I want to make sure I get everything in one sitting. Yeah. It's not like AIM.
Are you aware when a girl's texting back like immediately, consistently all the time? Like, does that cross your mind at all? Or would you be aware if I was waiting, if you text me 3 hours? If you took 3 hours and I replied in 3 hours and 30 minutes, would you be like, oh.
Not really. I would be aware if the girl's texting quicker, like very quickly, then I'd be like, I should probably text a little quicker.
Oh.
Like if you waited like an hour and then she texted back in like 5 minutes. Immediately,
I'd be like, oh, okay, let me start texting quicker.
I was never like the text to get to know somebody. Like when we started talking, it was just FaceTiming every night. It'd be like a couple texts throughout the day. And then it would just be like, you want to FaceTime?
That's sweet.
And then it would just be like.
So no games.
But yeah, don't think clueless. Too much into it.
Well, he's not, personally, not me. I'm not playing any games.
Yeah. We're lucky if somebody wants to talk to us.
Hang on. But you guys are really nice. I feel like most guys are not as nice. Or at least ones that I ran into. Thank you. Why would a guy ghost you if he was the one that reached out?
Oh.
Like first ever?
Let's say like a guy asked a girl on a date on Hinge and then they went on a date and then he ghosted her after.
He didn't like you.
Or if let's say he's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And then she replies, but then he doesn't follow up. Like, so he ends up ghosting. And it's like,
oh,
I
mean, okay.
Like, that's a good example.
Two reasons. I mean, I feel like easily two reasons. First reason is if they're not that close, probably a plan with friends came up. And I feel like a lot of guys would probably rather do that or, you know, that whatever sounds more fun in the moment, or I don't think it's this most of the time, but, or he found another girl on Hinge that he wanted to go on a date more.
As broad as this is, another plan came up that he valued
more
yeah. and thought was more important.
That's always the fear. And we were just proven right.
Yeah. Like to me personally, I think any meetup off Hinge is more valuable than a meetup on from Hinge. Because I don't know the person.
Oh, got it.
You know what I mean?
Like
I don't
from
know
a dating app versus.
Yeah, I don't know them. Okay. My last
versus
priority.
Versus like a friend being like, let's go. Da, 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 da.
Even a business client, much more valuable than or just anything.
Also like, there's a lot of things that I like would say I'll do. And then like when the time comes out and I'm like, I'm tired. like, don't feel like doing this.
But in the end, it's, you don't care enough to.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not in a good mood, you're not feeling the best. The last thing you want to do is go on a first date with someone you don't know. You have to be at 100 to go on a first date.
You should still send that message. Hey, I'm not feeling well.
Absolutely.
Ghosting is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying if it was ghosted, they're most likely
just not into it.
Yeah.
But if they haven't met yet, then it's something of value came.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I get
came
it.
Up.
I feel that. What makes a girl you want to date different from the rest?
I mean, from a guy's perspective, I feel like you see some sort of future. A little future in a way. Mm-hmm. You genuinely enjoy your time around them, mm-hmm. and you could see yourself introducing her to everybody in your life.
Would you feel that on a first date or like very early on, or at what point do you
very
start
early
to feel that?
Very early on.
Really?
I would say second date.
Damn.
So I wasted a lot of
time. Yeah, I'm thinking of all my times.
I'm just trying to think of like that whole like something different aspect.
Like there's two girls, you're attracted to one,
whoever you're having the best time with.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what you're doing, if you're going out to eat, if you're going roller skating or something, like you're just having a good time. Mm-hmm. I think is the most important thing, whether that be them making you laugh and they're funny and you're like having a good time, or if it's just like intellectual conversation that you guys are talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, common interests, like whatever that is that you find, you know, fun and enticing, I think is what you'll be attracted to.
Okay. This is a really good one. Do you really take your guys' friends' comments into consideration?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think it's very important.
Do you have any examples or stories?
She's a bitch, bro.
Wait, really?
No, most of the time, guy friends won't even say anything.
They won't say anything. That's just something they
are aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys aren't going. I think girls do that more than guys, right?
Oh, girls
for sure.
Yeah, I think guys are very
PowerPoint.
Unless
details of the I want the details.
No.
Oh my god!
When you were saying like the other day, like do guys debrief?
Yeah, do they debrief after? Nothing.
Never.
That's like half the fun.
If you got home from a date and you're like, "How'd it go?" What would you say?
A date is usually pretty private. I think after a night out, and if your friend sees that you were with a girl the whole night and then it was like a one night stand, I think that's more of a debrief for that guy's who did a first date.
And like how far into details would this debrief go?
All depends on the person talking. I've heard some guy friends that go into heavy detail about the night. Me personally, I don't go into detail at all. There's just no point.
You just say, it was fun.
Yeah, it's also like, it's not much there. Unless something different happened or something really funny happened, then I'd probably mention it. But most of the time, it's pretty much the same for everybody. There's no special, you know, if I went to a girl's room and she had a hanging fucking sex machine or something, I'd probably be like, dude, this girl was crazy. But it's usually nothing to talk about. It's like, it's nothing
different.
Most
of the time, if I had to say it would just be like, yeah, it was a good time. We got food and had wine. Then I just went home. Ah, nice. Oh, it went well. Cool.
Yeah.
And like, that's the extent.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Because it's also like, so do you like her? What did you like want to kiss her? Like,
no, guys aren't talking about
it's
that.
It's not.
Yeah. But half the fun is like, okay, like, what happened? Where are you sitting? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like,
imagine if I asked you, so what did you wear? Wait. Okay, when you walked into the restaurant, were you guys like facing the door, or like did she sit on like your side of the booth or like across from you?
I'd be like, do you want to go on a date?
Yeah, like,
he needs a night out.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. No debriefing though, but it's I go back to that where it's they talk more about when it's a night out, one night stand than a first date.
If something goes wrong, I think it's like a funny story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything different like that goes on. Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Different and crazy. It'll be
my like favorite thing that's going on TikTok right now is the idea of sending, like if I were to send Cal out with his friends and he comes home and it's like crazy news, like, oh, Sarah and Brandon broke up. And I'd be like, oh my God, why? And he'd be like, I don't know, I didn't ask. Yeah. Whereas if it were us, we would know where, why, when, who, mm-hmm. like all the things. Like just boys don't think to ask
like
any
details.
The conversation's
probably recorded.
Yeah.
True.
Unless the guy opens up and wants to discuss it, he'll usually just do it. if he just wants to talk about it. But most guys don't.
It's very on like the person who wants to open up's terms.
Oh. Yeah.
We're not prying it out of people.
I like Remy. That.
No, we have our own business that we stick to.
Yeah, no. But then again, girls are genuinely, I feel like, just more curious. And so they're constantly asking each other about every detail of like stuff.
I feel like I like to paint a picture of like what exactly happened.
Also, I like for giving advice, I'm like, I want to know all the details. So if you have advice, I can be as in your head as possible.
Yeah.
It's like, what was he laughing with you? Like, what was the tone of it? Like, I need to know all the details.
Oh, the tone. Okay. Yeah, we don't talk about tones.
He said sorry.
Those discussions don't really come up until, like, unless you're, like, dating somebody multiple times. Mm-hmm. Or multiple dates, sorry.
Also, there's never, like, yeah, bro, so we've been on, like, 6 dates, and do you think I should ask her to be my girlfriend?
Really?
No. Never. No.
It just happens. It's like, hey, I have a girlfriend now. No way. Oh, nice, dude. Congratulations.
No way.
Yeah, there's no like, should I do it? How should I do it? Is it like, never.
I've wasted so much mental energy in my life.
Yeah, it's not like, so much. You don't really cross that path until it's like set. And then it's like, oh, cool. Well, when do we get to meet her? Oh, I feel like a lot of guy friends, they have their girlfriends before we even...
Like mind blown right now?
Yeah, I was just thinking, how nice is this for you to go through dating and get this advice? If I had had this, oh my God.
Heath.
This is so helpful.
How often do our friends have girlfriends and we haven't even met them yet?
Yeah.
For like a long time?
A lot. No, it just happens a lot where they have a new girlfriend and then it's like, oh, can't wait to meet your new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like a lot of guys also, like me personally, I would like to get to know her. And I really don't want her around my friends until we're almost there.
It's like more like, serious.
Yeah.
I get that.
The last thing you want is to like introduce somebody after like 3 dates, whatever. It's like getting serious. And then like, then they're, it's a new person. Then it's just like, you just hold it off until it's like, okay, this is, yeah, you're,
yeah,
it's ready.
You know how like family's important? Like, I don't want you to meet my family yet. I feel friends are important too. Like, why are you going to have your friends meet every girl that you're like
also
talking
the last
to?
Thing you want is like you to bring somebody and then your friends are like meeting the girl for like the first time, but they think it's like the second time. Oh, good to see you again. And it's like not the same girl. Yeah. Then it's like,
hey,
oh.
Michelle.
I feel like
Heath, I've made that mistake with a few friends.
I feel like girlies bring the guys around, or like I would bring guys around because I wanted everyone's opinions. Like, what do you think of him?
Yeah.
No, and I get it. But the thing is that you want to know them really well before you start bringing them to your friends.
Mm-hmm. I think because I prematurely did it, and I agree with that.
Yeah, you want to see like the difference, I guess.
You want it to be like solid too before you throw some other things. Oh, in the mix.
And just seeing all your friends' faces because you know your friends like the back of your hand. So if like they're meeting somebody, I look at their faces and I can know immediately how my friends are feeling.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, you bitch.
Your friends can't fake that. Nope. It's right there.
Okay, a couple more. Do this guys so stalk girls' Instagrams the same way that girls stalk guys? Or just, I guess, social media?
Well, let's,
in
before
general.
We answer that, you give me a good example of a girl, both of you, a girl going through a guy's Instagram. How deep are you going?
How crazy do you want me, like in my history?
No, no. I'm trying to figure out if it's the same kind of stalking or not.
I would say
the fact that you said that, no, it is not.
Probably not.
I know that. I know that. When like a light stalking would just be like
a light stalking.
All the way down to tagged photos, clicking every.
The worst thing I ever did was when I was seeing a guy that like wouldn't talk to me. And so I wouldn't get replies on texts, but I would go see his snap score and like, you know how your snap score counts when you get a snap or when you send a snap?
Wait, you can see
his
somebody
score
else
was going up as he wasn't talking to
exactly.
You.
So then I would be mad because he wasn't, I was like, you're on your phone, you're just not texting me. Oh. That's the craziest thing I've ever done.
You could see someone else's snap score?
Yeah.
That,
or I think they took it away now, right?
This was years and years
ago. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're like,
if I go to a girl's page, I go straight to her Instagram and then I look at her page and I'll click a few and then I'm off.
That's it. That's ever. It.
Okay. Really, yeah.
Healthy.
I don't really go to tag photo. Like, I think I only go to tag photos if all her pictures are like not of a person. Like, if it's all like,
if
just
she's a photographer.
Yeah, yeah. If it looks like Heath's Instagram, then I usually go to tag photos.
Yeah, I understand.
But
it's different. I feel like you guys are like looking to like learn something. Mm. Guys, it's just like, what does she look like again?
Yeah, because that's all we have.
Right. Okay.
That's all we have too, because we can't really, it's hard to see somebody's like personality through just through an Instagram page, unless you go to their captions and they're a little funny. You're like, oh, she has a little humor, but that's all you're going to get. So you're really getting just like the look of how a girl looks.
This is all very good information.
Are we
doing a good job?
No, these are like exactly what I would have expected, but also still hearing it is just like very validating for me in my head. Mm. It's like you guys think very simple-mindedly.
Oh, videos are great.
Like a video of what?
A video. Like if you're going through a page and it's just all pictures, right? Like certain angles. I'm sure they're trying to get the best, whatever. But like when you see a real image of them, a video of them, like if they're talking, if it's a video of them and they're moving, I know exactly. Now I know what they are.
First starting to talk to Mariah, I wasn't stalking, but I would like watch her Instagram stories. And I guess I was always like the first one.
Cute.
And then in her Instagram story, like the public story, it was a black screen. And she wrote on the black screen was, "Hi, Heath."
Oh, no. And
I remember my heart. I was like.
She put that on her public story?
I love your guys' story. That's adorable.
Did she like delete it after?
No. All right. Keep going. I feel like I'm
loosened up now.
I'm on a roll now. Yeah.
Okay.
How does a guy know he's ready to commit to someone?
Okay. So let me go somewhere else real quick and then tie it into that. I don't like when people, like I've never been this type of guy. If one of my friends got a girlfriend and they started spending time, like I never really got the, bro, you don't hang out with the boys. It's like, I always got it. Like I always understood. I don't get why people get upset when their friend starts dating somebody. It's like, if anything, you should be rooting for them. What was the second question? Because it was leading into that.
How does a guy know he's ready to commit?
Right. When you constantly want them to be around. Like their presence just doesn't matter what you're doing. You just feel happy and you feel at peace and you feel like good. That's when you know. Like when you're constantly thinking of them. You always want to be around them.
Okay, question. So if you're a situationship, right? You're like, oh, this is just...
Can you explain to me what's a situationship?
Like a hookup?
Yeah.
Just a hookup. So it's like you see each other sometimes?
It's like you're essentially dating, but you don't have the title. It's like we're doing all the things. You act like my boyfriend.
So it's super serious, but not title.
Yes. And usually I would say it's the girl wanting more and the guy saying like, I'm not ready yet, usually, but like wants to keep it that way. Do you ever have a switch moment where you're like, oh, I only used to see you as like a hookup situation, but now I want more with you. Like I want a relationship after you've just been like having fun for a little bit.
I'm kind of confused by your question because it sounds like two different situations. So if a guy, I feel like is keeping it a situationship and not locking it down to boyfriend, girlfriend, it sounds like because he likes to keep his options open and doesn't want to commit.
Okay. But that goes back to the first question of do guys play games or are they just genuinely clueless?
Hookups, like if a guy and a girl wants to constantly hook up with each other here and there, unless the girl's not saying anything, it seems like both sides are fine with this type of relationship.
He might be seeing it as the exact same thing as the girl.
And that's where it, most of the time the girls are not, like they want more, but they're just like, yeah, same.
I feel like a girl would probably just be like, so what is going on? What are we? Right? You know, like the term, like, what are we?
You know how many convos she had with her friend about that before she brought that up to you? Like, that's the...
Yeah. And then it hits the guy, like, out of nowhere, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I did not see this one coming.
It's like marriage. Whoa.
He's probably also seeing other people.
Yeah. And like, he's allowed to in some way because it's not like...
He doesn't want to be tied down.
Set? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You heard it here, guys.
I personally would never, ever let it get it, let it go that long.
How long is the situationship?
Oh my God.
2 years?
No.
Is this yours?
No.
No, it's her really close girlfriend.
She goes to a different school, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just asking for a friend. I would say like 2 months at least.
Was it like it's two, not that three long. Times a week?
Over 2 months coming up to the 3 month mark of like, okay, we should be making progress in this relationship.
Oh, I have a question. Is this friend constantly going on dates with him, or is it just like a night out type thing?
It's like a she has to usually initiate for the most part.
Yeah, no.
Then that's a no.
That's a no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The guy is definitely initiating it half the time if he's at all interested.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, he'd be blowing you up.
I could be bad, but I'm initiating it if I'm interested. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. There's no way that like I'm not initiating it and I'm interested.
Have you guys ever been in a situationship? Either of you?
Well, they didn't know the.
Yeah, I guess in my eyes, I've never been in one.
It's just like people that didn't turn into a relationship, I guess.
Yeah, right.
As Taylor Swift wrote, I canceled my plans just in case you call. What are your thoughts on that?
Oof, that takes us back to how I feel like guys are valuing everything else before the. And then girls are evaluating the date more than everything else. But it's just a date, though.
The hope of
I guess Taylor Swift is seeing it as a situationship. Or she's describing a situationship in that part.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I get that, though.
I'm a Swiftie. I was able to dissect the line.
Easter egg.
Was that all the questions? That was the last one?
That was all the questions.
Oh, wow. We did amazing.
Anything else I feel like that you need to know?
Yeah. Anything else your friend needs to know?
Let me think.
Clueless is really good. Like, I think that it answers a lot of questions is Clueless or uninterested and he's trying to take the cheap route.
If he wanted to, he would.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
To a certain extent, but then you've got like people like posting if he wanted to, he would. And it's like a hot air balloon that like is made out of Egyptian silk with... sky dancers spelling their name out, and then they like come down into a private pool in an aquarium, and they're like, if he wanted to, he would. It's like a $5 million activity that this superstar athlete just set up. It's like, it's not realistic.
Yeah,
obviously, like, yes, a guy would make an effort if he wanted, like
to text you back.
Yes, yeah. But like, let's be like, it doesn't need to be anything extreme, it's tiny little things. That's how I feel. Like, there's constantly little things that I do for Mariah so she knows how appreciated she is.
Mm, I love that.
Even something small, if it's like a baby bottle pop or like a piece of chocolate or just something little that lets her know that when I was in this location, I was thinking about you and I brought this back to give to you. Like, that goes a long way.
So, and that's what I did with my ex in Game of Thrones. I was thinking about her every time I watched Game of Thrones.
That was very sweet.
So sentimental.
Thank you.
I think the best piece of dating advice that I got was if he likes you, you'll know. And if he doesn't, you'll be confused. Mm-hmm. And that is dating boiled down to one sentence, I believe. I agree. Right?
That's good.
I feel like when you know, like, they make an effort, they text you back, yeah. Like, you're aware. You feel like they're communicating with you. Mm-hmm. You feel they're present. If they don't like you, they're not there. And that's just it.
Or... if he is shy, you just call it out.
That's just like another big thing is like, hey. Open communication.
That's scary.
It is, but it's way more scary to be hurt in the long run from holding it in.
Mm-hmm.
And letting it turn into something that's going to hurt you more.
The dad advice is just so good.
Any lasting sentiments?
I have nothing.
We're also very, very basic in... a man's way.
And I think there are a lot of guys out there who do play games. I think it's a conscious thing sometimes for people, but
I think it all
I've also been jaded.
Yeah. I think it all depends on the person too. I think when you meet somebody, I think you can kind of tell from a girl's perspective to a guy. I think you can tell if he's like macho man or if he's like a bad boy or if he's shy, or you should take that into account when you're texting the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll kind of see. It's really hard before you meet them to see what they are. Well, Jordan, after you meet him, you know, he's like a gummy bear. So after the date's done,
a clear gummy bear.
After the date's done, you'll probably get a clear answer of if he likes you or not, because he'll probably be responsive to you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Someone who's like shy, like me, I'll probably be a little harder. You'll be a little harder to read after the first date because I'm just shy. Mm. Or someone who's a macho man. If he's not responding to you, he's probably a fucking asshole.
Yeah, and everybody's different.
I said macho asshole. Like, that has anything to do like with it. I was just kidding. But
a huge piece of advice is, like, trust your gut.
Yeah, your gut's, like, normal.
You know what's going on. And if it's not what you want, don't try to force it into what you want. Like, you know if a guy's playing you. You know if a guy is, like, doing shady shit. You know if... You just don't want to accept it and know. Mm-hmm. And, like, just... It's hard if you like somebody. I get it. But, like, be better to yourself.
Woo!
Spoken like a true dad.
Thanks.
Preach, King.
Okay.
I feel like I went to church.
You did. Praise the Lord. Praise
Can I get a hallelujah?
Praise Allah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hopefully that helped somebody.
I think it really did. I think it did. Helped me.
We have a lot of girls listening, good. I hope it helps. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of your favorite podcast. TBD on the official name. Keep sending in requests. And... had a blast, guys.
We post every Thursday audio early in the morning for people go on their way to work, having an early workout, going to school, on all the podcast platforms. And then we will post a few hours later, video form on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TBD.
Link, well, they're watching it. It's fine.
Yeah. Love you so much. Take care and have a blessed, blessed April. We love y'all.
Love you. Guys. Bye.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Take care, brushy.
You guys did really good.
Time to party.